we can give. You know, in chapter 4 of the book of Revelation, as we read several weeks ago, John, he's caught up. He's raptured home. He's snatched away. John sees a throne. He sees one that sat upon the throne. He sees thunders and lightnings proceeding from the throne. He sees the one that sat on the throne like a jasper stone and a sardine stone. He saw the glassy sea. He saw the four beasts, the 24 elders. He sees all these wonderful things, those beasts, those living creatures that continually, day and night, they cry, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was, which is, and which is to come." And we find he was raptured home. He sees this throne, and this morning we've seen that where John was there, and he sees one that sat upon the throne, and this one that sat upon the throne, he had a book in his right hand, and it was written within and without on the front and the back. This scroll, this book, had seven seals, and no one was found worthy to unloose and to undo, to untie, to loose these seals. And John wept much because he wanted to know more, to more of the things to come, the more about the glory, the title deed of earth, the things of Christ. And he wept much, but he was given that great charge to just behold, just to look at this one, this one that came as a lamb, that came, that suffered, that came and died, but now he is the Lion of the tribe of Judah that rules and reigns forevermore. And we've seen about that great charge and how we'll just look to our Christ, that all we need is in him and of him. But we also seen there was a great contrast. And tonight I want to piggyback off that contrast and look at this great chorus once again. In verse number 9, the Bible says, they sung, this is the redeemed, this is the elders, the representatives of the saved, the saints, you and I, that's been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. In verse number 9, they sang a new song saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred, every tongue, and people, and nation. We find here Christ, he's saying, and John hears the redeemed, the elders, the saints, you and I around the throne crying, thou art worthy. Let me say that he is worthy. And we find he's worthy in Christ. In the book of Revelation, he's addressed in this book as worthy. He's addressed to being worthy because of his victories. He's addressed to being worthy because of his conquest in Revelation chapter 1:18, chapter 2:8, chapter 5:9, chapter 11 verse 15, chapter 12 verse 9, chapter 14 verse 1, chapter 14 verse 14, chapter 15 verse 2, chapter 19 verse 16, chapter 20 verse 4, and chapter 22 verse 3. He's addressed, and he's addressed to being worthy, of the one being worthy because of his victory and because of his conquest. You know, our Bible does not give vain repetitions. We're commanded not to, and when we pray, not to pray those vain repetitions. It doesn't give vain repetitions. But what our Bible's trying to tell us tonight, just as I'm trying to explain, that Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, is worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. And we find here in chapter 5, verse number 9, we see he's worthy because of the redemption, this redemption song that they're singing. He was slain as the Lamb, and he's redeemed us. But we find in verse number 10, he says, he has made us into our gods, kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Now these members of the church, the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 1, verse number 6, unto him that loved us, and that's Jesus Christ, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. We find these ones, they're not going to reign. You and I, the saints, the blood-washed saints of God, is not going to reign in heaven, but here on earth. That's what the Bible says in verse number 10. We shall reign on the earth. You know, one day when Christ, when he sits on that throne of David in Jerusalem, he's going to reign as king, and king of kings. But those, who are these other kings? Who are the other kings that are going to reign? Well, it's going to be these elders. It's going to be the you and I, those that's been saved and redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, scattered abroad on the earth, representing the one, the kingdom of God, the one that sits on this throne as King of kings and Lord of lords. We find he's going to reign. But notice here, they're in heaven. They're in heaven around the throne. They're in heaven praising God, the crying, "Worthy is the Lamb. He's worthy." They're around the throne worshiping and praising him, singing this new song. And in the future, they're going to reign on earth. We find, obviously, they had to be raptured from earth to heaven before Christ came back from heaven to earth. You know, I don't know, but you can stay here if you want to. When that trump of God sounded, and when the dead in Christ shall rise, I'm going with them. And don't worry, I'll be back in about 7 years to rule and to reign as kings and priests. We find that there'll be another one, this King of kings and Lord of lords, Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Lamb of God. But notice verse number 11. We're talking about this great chorus that they're singing, this song that's sung, the song of redemption. In verse number 11, it says, "And I beheld and heard." Up to now, John saw. He saw all these wonderful things, all these great things, the beauty of heaven, the blood-washed saints of heaven, the saints around the throne. He saw all these things. But now it says, "I heard." Verse number 11. It says, "And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands." In verse number 9, the elders sang a new song, a song of redemption, crying he's worthy because he was slain and now we're redeemed. But here in verse number 9, we notice it's the elders singing. The angels do not sing. But in verse 11, they began to chime in. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12 tells us why. This thing about redemption, this thing of the good news, the gospel, Jesus Christ being a lamb slain before the foundation of the world and going to the cross and shedding his blood for sinners. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12 says these are the things, the mystery, the angels desire to look into. They don't know, these angels don't know what it's like to be lost. They don't know what it's like to live in sin, to be alienated from God. They don't know how it feels, what it's like for the joy and the jubilation and the thrill to have your sins forgiven, to know that your name has been recorded, to have that promise of heaven and life eternal. But here in verse number 11, they couldn't sing the song in verse 9. But in verse 11, they began to chime in. Oh, they was praising God. They was giving him the Lamb that was worthy. They were giving him the praise for his redeeming power. But these angels could not praise him and thank him, for they had not been redeemed. You know, I was thinking of just this afternoon, that might be why, and that might explain why some of our church members are not so have such a great desire or a heart to sing praise to the Lamb. This song in verse number 9, it's about redemption. But here in verse number 11, the angels join in. They begin to sing. Redemption is omitted here in verse number 11. It says, "And I beheld and heard a voice of many angels around about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them were 10,000. Times 10,000 and thousands of thousands." Let me say just a moment, a word to our Calvinist friends tonight. They're singing, these elders, the saints of God around the throne. They're praising him. They're giving him the glory and the honor that is due. Now we know in the book of Revelation, it's full and it's saturated with numbers. Numbers throughout all the book. He talks about the seven churches and 7 golden candlesticks, the 3.5 years, the 42 months, the 1,260 days, the 7 trumpets, the 7 vials, the 144,000, 12,000 from each tribe, a city that's 1,500 by 1,500 by 1,500. We know the number of the beast over and over again. Numbers and measurements and lengths being very, very specific. But here, when it comes to the number of these born-again believers around the throne, a number's not given. John knows how many years of tribulation. He knows how many months of the tribulation. He knows how long the great tribulation will be. He knows how many gates are there in the city, the length of the city, the breadth of the city, the height of the city. He knows about the 21 tribulational judgments that will come. He knows all these things. But he doesn't know, and the Holy Spirit does not tell John the number of the born-again believers. I believe it's because, Brother Randy, there's not a predetermined number for those to get saved. There's not a predestinated number. God's not put a limit on who will and who won't get saved. For the Bible says, for whosoever believeth shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. No predetermined number, no predestinated number. And if you're here tonight and you're lost, you don't know what it's like these angels to be redeemed, you have that opportunity, you have that chance to receive this free gift. What were they saying? The redeemed, the elders, the beast, the angels. Verse 12, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. A great chorus. A great chorus, the redeemed and the angels, the living beasts, the cherubims, all praising, saying, worthy is the Lamb. But this morning we also talked about that great contrast. John was told to look at a lion and he sees a lamb. But notice this contrast. He says, worthy is the Lamb. But I see this contrast. It's different in how the Lamb is viewed. How the Lamb today is compared to the Lamb that'll be in heaven. In John chapter 19, verse 7, Jesus is brought before Pilate. And the Bible says in verse 7, the Jews answered him, we have a law, and by our law he ought to die because he made himself the Son of God. You see, on earth, he was only worthy as death. But today and in heaven, he's worthy of praise. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 24, they said, this fellow, Jesus Christ, this fellow does cast out devil by but Beelzebub, the prince of devils. On earth, he was viewed to be powered by Satan. But in heaven, as we just read, they say he is worthy of all power. In 2 Corinthians 8, verse number 9, the Bible says, though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that through poverty we might be rich. On earth, our Savior was poor. He was impoverished. But in heaven and today, he's worthy of all riches. In 1 Corinthians 1:18, the Bible says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. This gospel, the preaching of the cross, Christianity, is foolishness. It's silliness. It's the word absurdity. But we find today, and as always and in heaven, he's worthy of all wisdom. In 2 Corinthians 13:4, I'm talking about the contrast. The Bible says, for though he was crucified through weakness, on earth he was weak, he was impoverished, he was frail and feeble. But in heaven, he is worthy of all strength. John chapter 8, verse 49, Jesus answering the Jews that accused him of being a devil. The Bible says, and Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but but honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. On earth, he was worthy of dishonor. As we just read here in verse number 12, today and forevermore, he's worthy of all honor. John chapter 8, verse 50, Jesus said, I seek out not my own glory. He came meek, he came lowly, he came humble. But today and forevermore in heaven, thou art worthy of glory. And lastly, Galatians 3:13, the Bible says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. We know the Bible says that cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. He was came, he was made, and on earth viewed as a curse. But today in heaven, worthy of blessings. On earth, worthy of death. But in heaven, worthy of praise. On earth, worthy, he was empowered by Satan, but today, worthy of power. On earth, poor and impoverished, but today in heaven, worthy of riches. On earth, foolishness and silliness, but today, full of wisdom. On earth, weak and feeble, in heaven, worthy of strength. On earth, worthy of dishonor, but today, worthy of honor. On earth, meek and lowly and humble, but today, worthy of glory. On earth, he's a curse for us, but in heaven and forevermore, he's worthy of all blessings. What I'm trying to say, what a Savior we have. Thank God we have a Savior, a Lamb that was slain. He is worthy. Verse number 13, the Bible says, in every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all of them are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne. It says in every creature which is in heaven. We read about the four beasts. We read about the 24 elders. We know about these angels that joined in and was praising God. But he says, and on earth, those that have been left behind, that had been rejected Christ, those that may be saved during the tribulational period, those, I believe, and you may not believe this, but I believe those, every creature in the animal kingdom, the birds of the air, fowls of the air, birds of the air, fish of the sea, cattle of the field, all of them, all. He's heard all the living creatures saying blessings and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne. Sounds like to me that every little living creature one day will give this Lamb that was slain the worthy he's due. You say, preacher, that's a little too far-fetched for me. The animals praising God, living creatures praising God, the fish of the sea and the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field praising God. Listen to Psalms chapter 50, verse number 6. The Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 148. The Bible says, praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his host. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all the stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and the waters that are above the heavens. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all the deep. Fire and hail and snow and vapors, stormy winds fulfilling his word. Mountains and all the hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all the cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all the people, princes and all the judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the heavens and earth. Sounds like to me everyone, every creature, every living thing is going to give worthy and honor and glory to this one that's worthy. He lumps all these together. The psalmist lumps the angels, the moon, the stars, the sun, the snow, the wind, the mountain, the trees, the beasts of the field, the cattle, the creeping things, men, women, and children. And Isaiah tells us the mountains and the hills shall break forth unto you in singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands together. You know, one day, he may not be getting all the glory and honor he's due now, but one day every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, every living thing that has breath is going to give this Lamb the honor he's due. What am I trying to say tonight? Our God's worthy. He's worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, verse number 13, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders, the redeemed, fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. I just want to thank God tonight for the Lamb that was slain, for the one that was worthy, the one that can take the book, the one that can save our soul, the one that can answer our prayers, for he is worthy, a worthy Lamb. Sawyer, you got a song tonight for us? Listen to Sawyer and the kids as they sing this song. I heard them practicing it right after church. I didn't even know they had it. Didn't even know they sang it.
Song Golgotha held the nails that pierced his hands. Satan said, I've won, I've told him. The tomb said, I'll hold him. And death said, he's mine forevermore. His dawn was breaking. Satan thought he'd check and see. The tomb said, I can't find him. And death said, I cannot find him. He got up, and when he left, he took my keep him in hell, could not defeat him, and death could not meet him. instead. Worthy is the risen Lamb. Satan could not keep him in hell, could not defeat him, and death could not meet him. Instead, worthy is the risen Lamb.
Let's all stand tonight. Maybe you want to come to this altar. Just tell him that he's worthy. Tell him that you thank him for dying on the cross for your sins. Give him the praise and the honor that he's due. Lord, tonight we want to thank you for your blessings. Father, we want to thank you tonight that we serve a risen Savior. Lord, we confess and we realize tonight that one day that every creature, everyone that has breath will cry that you are worthy. But Lord, I pray tonight we would give us that desire to hear during these troubled times, during this time, Father, when hearts are failing them for fear, that we can tell a lost and dying world that there's one that will save them. There's one that loves them. There's one that's worthy. And I pray tonight, Father, you'd give us a desire to look to you and see you and welcome you in our midst in everything that we do. Lord, it's my desire, and it breaks my heart knowing, Father, during this church age and the age and time we live in, that you want to come in and you want to sup with your people and you want to fellowship and you want to help and you want to save. But Father, because of our apathy and because of our complacency, we have no desire. God, give us a desire. We need more of you. We need more of you, Father. I pray you'd pass by. I pray, Father, you'd help. I pray you'd heal. I pray you'd answer the prayers. And Father, we'll give you the honor and praise for it. For you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. We bless your name, Lord. Hear the prayers of your people. Help us, Father, we pray.